Hi, and welcome to Startup American News Crowdfunding Success Stories. I'm your host, Mike Hayes, and joining me as always is my co-host, Ranjini Mukhopadhyay. Ranjini, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the interview that we just had with the phenomenal new success of Three Doodler on Kickstarter. What an amazing campaign.
Let me tell you, it is very impressive. Three Doodler is very innovative. They raised nearly $2 million in a matter of, I think, 3 days. The Three Doodler campaign really is a pen that can, it's a 3D printing pen that can basically draw art to real life. It's a little piece of plastic. It's almost like a glue gun, and it goes into the back of the pen, and it's basically heat it up and allows you to mold the plastic in the way you need it, like you'd be drawing, just drawing on a piece of paper. And so generally you'll have a stencil or some kind of outline, and you can basically use the pen to draw over that outline, but instead of being ink, you have an actual plastic 3D art, and then you just pop it off of the paper and you'll see your art, you know, come to life. And it's a really cool and different way to do art and crafting. And so the campaign has raised $2 million as of today. I think it was just a little bit less than that yesterday. So they are just very successful. They have about 22,000 backers. They have about 7 or 8 different types of perks where people are able to, and they've already gone through, they're able to purchase at different levels. The smallest level was about $25, and that was gone immediately. It was $25 for a doodler pen, and obviously they blew through those. So they made some really creative perk packages so that people could pledge and feel like they're, really contributing and feel like they're very competitive and getting this new pen. And it sounds like, they're still working on figuring out the form factor and using the money that they've earned to really make the product better before they go to market, which I believe is August.
Essentially, a year ago, we came up with the concept for the 3 Doodler by taking apart one of our 3D printers and using the 3D printhead to make a very simplistic device for drawing in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It worked horribly, but it worked, which is the important part. And we decided to keep going with it. So we're a small R&D company. I used to work for a company in Hong Kong doing manufacturing and R&D, a company called Huawei. So I did, wireless IP cameras and small little robots for the toy industry and for consumer electronics. We went through several prototype developments with the 3 Doodler until we reached what you see now, which is version 5 on the website. And then we went to a factory with that and secured manufacturing. We visited about 15 factories until we found the one that we liked the best. And at the same time, we're based out of the Artisans Asylum, which is a hackerspace in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And there are quite a number of successful Kickstarters, actually, who have space there. So I also went to a lot of those people who are my friends and colleagues and picked their brains about how they ran their Kickstarter campaign and what they did that worked and what they did that didn't work and suggestions and so forth and so on, and also how to plan for the end of the Kickstart and what people are expecting in terms of shipments and, do people want tracking numbers, for example? Turns out people want tracking numbers. So it's worth that extra couple dollars to spend on tracking numbers. So we spent about 3 months planning the actual Kickstart campaign itself. The number we chose to basically pay for tooling, and we were willing to take the hit for the first, 1,000, 2,000 units just to get them out the door ourselves, to get the process started, because, we wanted to kickstart it and therefore get those samples so that we could then move forward to retailers.
So it looks like you guys have quite a few people that are on Etsy that are already creating stuff for you. Is this something that you had on Etsy before you came to Kickstarter?
So before we came to Kickstarter, we thought up the idea of doing a cross-promotional tie-in with Etsy artists.
Okay.
We're not artists ourselves, even though we work in something called the Artisans Asylum. But we very much love artists and what they can do, and we made this more as a tool for artists than anything else. So we reached out to the top 4 or 5 wire artists that we like the most on Etsy. We ended up with 6, I think, at the end of the day. And everyone we approached, we were hesitant. We're like, I don't know if they're going to like this idea or not. And we, you know, tentatively approached them and said, would you be considered joining our Kickstart and doing some work, doing pieces for the Kickstart as part of the first group of artists to actually do a 3-doodle? And they all just leaped at the opportunity. And we were very excited that they were as excited as we were, because we weren't quite sure at first how, you know, artists, wire artists and sculptors would actually react to this. And so far they had amazing reaction and a million questions and a million ideas. And it was a lot of fun to add them into the mix and to get their perspective on the product.
Yeah, it's amazing. So are they also using plastic?
So traditionally they only used wire to do their sculptures, but because they can understand the concept of doing three-dimensional sculpting using wire, we pick them because they have a better shot at picking up the 3-doodler and instantly understanding what they can do and how they can do it.
Right.
You know, it takes a little learning, but it's not a lot of time to learn it. The ostrich in the video, that was done by our next-door neighbor in the Artisan's Asylum, Echo, who's actually going to be an Etsy special coming out a little later from now. And she used a 3-doodler for a minute beforehand and then created that.
Okay.
So
wow.
It's literally that easy to pick it up, figure out how to use it, and then start going and making art. And that's what an artist can do with only a minute of time using it. I can't wait to see what they can do after, you know, 10 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is amazing. So what is the MSRP going to be for this?
So we're not 100% sure yet, but we're trying to keep it as close to the Kickstarter value as possible, you know, the $75 for 2 plastic bags of plastic or $99 for 10 bags of plastic. So it'll be somewhere in that range. But I can't verify exactly what that number will be yet.
Yeah, so this is really, I mean, at first you kind of look at some of the art that's been created and you kind of think, oh, this is awesome. I mean, anybody can use this. But I'm not thinking this is a kid's toy.
No,
so,
absolutely not.
Do you guys have you guys set like an age limit on this?
Yeah,
I mean,
we
it
say
seems
it's 12
like
plus.
12 plus, okay.
Okay. In the United States, just by law, if something plugs in, it's automatically 8 plus.
Oh, okay, great.
We still believe that it's an older crowd than that. It's a hobbyist item. You know, it's in the same category as a hot glue gun or a soldering iron.
Got it.
And so it needs to have those same restrictions and safety. I mean, you wouldn't give a 5-year-old a hot glue gun or a soldering iron. I would not recommend
I hope not.
But, yeah, so it really is for an older crowd right now. We hope at some point to have a children's safe version.
Well, and it's a little bit of a higher price point, so I think obviously parents are not going to go and buy a $75 item for their kids. No, that makes sense. Yeah. Who did the? I see on your Kickstarter page, you guys have a portrait of yourself and your co-founder. Who did that?
Oh, I doodled that myself.
Oh, did you? Wow. How
we
did
took
you
a picture,
use?
And then we had our head artist do a line drawing out of it, just a really quick sketch, and then I traced on top of that, and then using a 3-doodler, and then peeled it off the paper, and then just took a picture.
Oh, that's amazing. So, I mean, it's just as easy as that. It's as easy as writing something on a piece of paper.
Exactly. As long as you can draw within the lines.
you might not be able to. So it looks like you're shipping. It says that you're kind of starting to ship around September.
September, the first 100 units go out. We're going to be testing a lot and probably be producing like 1,000 in August. And then of that 1,000, 100 will be satisfactory to be shipped out. And then from there on out, we start full production. And then October, November, and December, we'll be pushing out items. And then in January as well. This is kind of matched with the ramp up of our factory and also to deal with shipping, distribution, getting into people's hands, you know, a lot of little issues and problems of shipping all the stuff and going to a fulfillment center and whatnot. getting the plastic in the same place as the pen and then shipping it.
You know, as a marketing idea, I just had that I want to ask about. Is you know how tattoo artists and parlors, they do a drawing first before they do the tattoo. If they had the 3D doodler, they could actually sell their customers kind of a 3D version of their tattoo.
Yeah, they could.
You could even put it on them after you doodle it on the piece of paper and take it off.
Oh, there you are.
You're back. To see what it looks like. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And since you can mix colors and whatnot, you can do all the colors as well.
Yeah, when you launch this Kickstarter program, I mean, what did you guys do to prepare? Because obviously you had success very quickly. So were you prepared for that? I mean, did you already have, you know, a bunch of people that you knew wanted it? What was your kind of method to your madness?
So we spent 3 months in preparation. We did a media outreach about a week to 2 weeks beforehand. We, you know, reached out to a lot of tech bloggers and whatnot. We certainly didn't expect the number that picked it up, of people to pick it up on the first day that did pick it up, we were very pleasantly surprised. The largest surprise in terms of organization and structure was just the sheer quantity of emails that we got in a short period of time.
Right.
You know, my girlfriend basically took a month off of her job after the second day to come in and help us answer emails. Her employer was kind enough to be like, okay, we understand it's a little crazy. Go for it, you know. Help out your boyfriend out. So she was very sweet to do that. And we had staffed up beforehand to deal with this, but obviously the rate at which it happened was the unexpected aspect. We had purposely picked our factories to be able to scale to the larger quantities. You know, we picked everything as best we could in our preparation and spent a lot of time thinking about what if it does good as well as what if it does bad. You know, our real worry zone was what if we only have to produce 500 pens and our minimum order quantity is 2,000 pens. Obviously, that's not an issue anymore. But course, other issues come in when you get to the scale and to the size. Although this is still a relatively small number of units to produce in comparison to a normal launch of a product.
Yeah, I mean, the partnership with Etsy Artist was a really good idea.
Yeah, we were very happy about that. We weren't sure how people were going to react to that, and I definitely think it helped to explain that this was not just for the printer geeks, but this was really meant for people that, you know, who didn't necessarily want to pay $2,000 for a 3D printer, but wanted the experience on some level and didn't want to spend 20, 30 hours learning software to know how to use a 3D printer. This is a great kind of introduction to 3D printing. And, you know, it's certainly not going to be producing prototypes for manufacturing, but you can do a sketch.
Right. Yeah, I love the, there's one piece that's on your site by Ruth Jensen, which is a guy sitting in a chair with a coffee mug.
Oh, yeah. Ruth is amazing. She does some amazing wire sculptures.
Really cool. It looks very cool.
I can't wait to see what she does with the pens, to be quite honest. Everyone is doing some really amazing work there, but I just really want to see, because Ruth does those really big pieces.
Yeah, like life-size,
exactly, what she can do with the 3D-doodler. Because you can do life-size stuff. It just takes time.
A lot of time.
She looks like the type of person, she is the type of person to spend the time and effort to do that kind of thing. So we're very excited. Same with Bud and Nikita and everybody else. We're very excited. We're also very humbled by the whole experience to know that there are this many people who want to be part of this experience and believe in this item. It's actually it's a lot safer than a hot glue gun in the sense that when hot glue comes out of a hot glue gun and it gets on you, it burns you, which I think is the biggest issue with a hot glue gun.
Right.
Because I don't really touch the tip that often of a hot glue gun, but I certainly get hot glue on myself. When you get the plastic on yourself, it doesn't burn because the plastic's already cooled.
Oh, okay, great. Well, that's
good
to know.
It's cool to the touch. It's only the metal tip that's actually hot.
Picasso did a piece once with a kid sparkler and
that's a great picture.
I'd love to see the 3D doodler in his hands.
Dilworth is fully capable of signing his name in the air. I am not.
Well, maybe you ought to get some really high-end artists to take a look at it next, see what they can do, because I think the potential is just absolutely unlimited.
Yeah, agreed. I can't wait to see what people are going to produce. And, you know, we're having a community site with stencils on it for people to reproduce other people's work. And we're pretty much, you know, anyone can come in and put up their stencils and whatnot. And we're really excited.
Yeah, no, I mean, you guys did a really good job on setting up the perks. And I think I'm pretty impressed. It's kind of one of the campaigns that I've seen that is really well-rounded. It's like, you know, you kind of have your bases covered and you did a lot of creative thinking beforehand. So it's a great campaign.
Thank you.
What's it like to suddenly have $2 million in your hand to go to work and fulfill your dream?
It's an amazing opportunity to be able to produce these items, to use that money to produce these pens. It's fantastic. You know, I've been involved in manufacturing and development for a long time, and I've been looking forward to this moment for quite some time and planning it out. The ability to start manufacturing and producing and selling our own product is huge to us. You know, the last 2 years have been going through larger companies with our concepts and ideas and doing consulting and, you know, really working up to this moment. So not to mention the 4 years that I spent living in Hong Kong working with toy companies and factories doing similar stuff. So now we're jumping up and down on that regard. At the same time, we see the giant headache in front of us.
Isn't that the case, though, that success always creates a lot of work, doesn't it?
It does, but it's work we're more than happy to do.
Absolutely. It's like Carol Schultz told me, the joy is in the doing. So now I hope you guys get a lot of joy out of what you're doing.
Oh, we will. I can't wait to get to the factory. I'm just waiting. Itching to get on a plane at this point. So.
All right. Well, we'll let you go, Max. Thanks again for your time. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And thank you for giving us the attention. Appreciate it.
It's a very overwhelming experience. I don't know that you really have all that time to really think about the money. You're just thinking about the project and how you're going to move forward. And it's a very exciting time in an entrepreneur's life where they've raised so much money in a short amount of time. They're getting a lot of attention. They have to answer all these emails from all these people. And they've really just started a business in a matter of days. And it's you need to have your ducks in a row before you even start, because you don't know if it's going to be a major success or you're going to be struggling to get your goal. So it's something you really have to be prepared for ahead of time. And Kickstarter and Indiegogo and Rocket Hub and these crowdfunding platforms have really made it possible for anyone to be an entrepreneur very quickly.
Ranjini and I are committed to listening to the crowdfunding community. Do you have a question about crowdfunding? We'd love to hear it. You may end up being the subject of one of our next shows. So we'd love to hear from you. You can email me, mike@startupamericannews.org. That's startupamericannews.org.
I think it's really important to get people involved. I think that having these artists from Etsy really put their art to life with these 3D pens, with the plastic, and offering it as a perk is really getting people involved in the community and getting them to have a hands-on feel of the product. So not only are they pledging to possibly get, you know, the 3 Doodler itself, but then they're also able to interact with artists on Etsy, which is a huge community for artists, and it's a really great way to do a little bit of extra marketing from their standpoint. So whoever came up with that idea really, really hit home with that, because I think having that Etsy perk really puts a nice little twist on the package for the supporters for this project. I think it's really great, and the art that they do is amazing. If you take a look at their Kickstarter page, you'll see the artists have amazing artwork already, usually with wire art, and this is a great fit. This 3 Doodler comes in and really captures that same essence of the wire art, and it takes a little bit longer, he mentioned, but it looks pretty great, and it's really simple to use.